What it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown, aka the Husky Vegan. Action-packed episode coming in at you, man, with the Jay-Z Blueprint 16th anniversary episode. We're breaking down a classic, people. The Jiggaheads are going to love it. Also, special shout out to the people down in Florida, man. Keep your head up. Hurricane Irma tried to shake it in Atlanta. It didn't work. We here recording for y'all this week, staying dry in these streets, okay? As always, this episode is brought to you by Realville Media Group. Do us a favor, go to realvillemedia.com to check out all the podcasts.
Yeah, we definitely ain't going with the Irma shuck. Shout out On Deck TV and the Realville squad for being there. What's the Realville squad? Full Sport Press. Brand new episode for them, doing the brand new preview for NFL. Mm-hmm. Also, Ladies Room, brand new episode. What is a feminist?
Oh,
they're gonna let you know what that's about. Also, Fresh for Dummies, a brand new episode from them. They're gonna let you know everything you need to know about balling on a budget. Everybody need to know about that at some point in life.
Dropping Friday.
This the Realville Media Group On Deck TV podcast. Let's get into the show.
What it do, what the business is.
A brand new episode in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holla at your boy Animal Brown, aka the Husky Vegan. Follow the kid.
You Animal. Still vegan in these streets?
Man, still vegan.
Yeah, still vegan.
Still everything. Still vegetarian, still vegan, still all of the above.
Yeah, shout out my boy Steven, man. He let me know what y'all secret was as to why y'all were going vegan. Y'all trying to get y'all headlines back. It's not gonna happen.
My long gone.
Shout out my guys. You ain't had a headline in 16 years.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you ain't had a headline since Blueprint came out. Spoiler alert.
Now we reaching.
Spoiler alert. You ain't nothing. Real talk though. You ain't had a headline since that came out.
I had braids when the Blueprint came out. Damn, believe that.
It was struggle braids though.
Relax.
Man, it was struggle braids. If J-Hove got a picture of them struggle braids, please send those to the On Deck TV podcast page or the Realville Media site. We will make sure that we post that, man. What you have on deck for the weekend, brother?
Man, shout out Memphis. I was in Memphis most of the weekend, my homeboy.
Shout out Memphis. Did you use Uber?
No, nah, I was in a rental.
Okay.
Excuse
me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I
Jesus Christ.
Nah, we ain't got time. I heard the horror stories with Uber in Memphis. I'm not finna go through that.
I'm glad I was able to put niggas on.
shout out my homeboy Brandon. No, he jumped the broom. Congratulations, big dog.
Wow, congratulations.
I had a blast.
Tim Duncan, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Had a blast. One thing I will say about Memphis, though, it was interesting. Every road in Memphis needs to be redone. Literally. I didn't go on one paved
that's
road.
That's because you was driving that Hellcat, though, trying to go 60. you in the vet trying to go 60 in the 35. Of course, the potholes are going to seem a little bit exaggerated.
It was rough. But I had a good time. I listened to a lot of Player Fly while I was down there.
That's impossible.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't nobody means nobody, then you're done. That's all. That's like that's the Player Fly that I need to listen. Nobody means nobody.
That's the one
nobody.
You know.
Yes, it. Nah, that's all I gotta listen to.
Crazy as fuck. Respect Player Fly. Wait till we do this Memphis on Mount Rushmore.
I ain't disrespecting him. I'm just saying that's his biggest song, and I wouldn't listen to anything outside of it.
That would be disrespectful.
I'm just saying.
But other than that, I was chilling. What you had on deck?
Man, shout out to my mailman Rob. He invited me to a cookout up the street, and I got to go to my first.
Ain't no way.
What?
I'm not going to a cookout invited to me by my mailman. It's just
he black. He from New York. He a Giants fan. He know I'm a Cowboys fan, so he wanted to come.
Nah,
like
that's
it was
fair.
It was like a football kickoff pre thing on Saturday,
that's
right?
Fair.
So here's my thing with this. Like he like 50, right? Mm-hmm. I ain't that washed yet.
You 45? Don't do that.
I ain't that washed yet. So even if I'm 45, I ain't 50. With that being said, I was handed the aux cord at the barbecue.
They should have known better. Your DJ game ain't nothing.
I'm a monster with the aux cord. Let's keep that all the way 1 million, right?
Tell Rob get the Bluetooth. It's 2017.
He didn't even have, bruh. He didn't have Wi-Fi.
That's impossible.
I was like, I couldn't understand it. I was like, okay, what's your Wi-Fi code? He said, what?
You're lying.
I said, bro, your Wi-Fi code.
I'd have left.
He 50, bro. Like, I'm showing love to the neighborhood, right? I'm the young kid on the block. I'm the only one my age with the house. So I went to go show love. So, right. Anyway, he was like, I ain't got Wi-Fi. So already I'm limited in what I'm going to play.
Clearly.
Dude, this nigga was like, play music. I put on Eyes of the Brothers. They laughed.
Why the
y'all
fuck?
Y'all old, though.
Why don't you play Eyes of the Brothers at a bar?
They old.
Bro, DJ game slaw.
Bro, they old. What you playing?
Not that.
What are you playing, though? Because I want to tell you what they wanted to hear.
I'm watching the game. I don't want to
play. Yeah, we was watching the game. That was playing in the background. This is big dog shit. It was outside TVs. He was shaking. He had the hammock outside, the TV outside. Rob shaking it. But tell me what you would have played. Because I'm going to tell you what they got hyped to, and I was shocked.
Some little Uzi? Nah. I'd have just
I played Kendrick All Right. They was okay with that.
I'd have played Apple Music and just put on somebody.
They was almost offended with the Kendrick All Right. And this was after he told me to play hip hop. After he told me to play shit that I liked.
What did they get hype on?
Ja Rule.
That's respectable.
Always on time.
That's respectable. Respect Ja Rule.
I swear to God, Queens. I've never seen 20 people get that hype to that song.
Respect Ja Rule.
And I felt like they were only doing it because they thought that was cool. And this was 16 years. This is 20 years ago when that shit was cool, right? How?
It's a legend.
They tried to play me for playing legendary shit by Isley Brothers. And Ja Rule comes on. Y'all go crazy?
Nigga play
the fuck out of here, man.
Play a slow jam at a barbecue.
You sound like the nigga that was hosting a barbecue. What else y'all old motherfuckers want to hear, dude? I didn't know y'all old people wanted to hear Ja Rule and Nelly, dude. I didn't know y'all wanted to hear washed people. I didn't know that.
The washed people want to hear washed people.
That's true. But shout out to Rob and all that, man. Absolutely. Also, for this weekend, you had no nerd stuff going on? It was plenty of good stuff came out. You didn't check out the Seth MacFarlane show?
I ain't fucking with that it. I ain't fucking with whatever you just said.
MacFarlane show, whatever,
man,
you just
said.
That shit
looked garbage as fuck.
Now, it looked like it was all right, but it wasn't funny at all. And I'm hot about that. I'm very mad about that because I thought it was going to be cool.
Nah, I ain't fuck with none.
All right, that's cool.
Can we get to this rap shit, please? Are you going to talk about more washed neighbor shit?
More washed neighbor shit. Our condolences, man, to everybody that had any losses or stuff that happened from the floods in Florida and Texas.
We got supporters in Florida, man. Y'all hold your head.
Y'all hold your head. Make sure y'all good, man.
Absolutely. All right, man, let's get to this rap shit. We starting off with a lawsuit. Sorry, Ray Shremmer. They're in the news for all the wrong reasons right now. They are being sued by a Michigan man because apparently in a show last year, last October, they threw a full water bottle into the crowd, getting a little too turned up, and it hit a man in the face, causing him to have to go to the hospital and, air quote, ripping a chunk off of his face, end quote. He's suing for negligence, assault and battery, and he wants his medical bills paid. is this fair or foul, man? This guy suing because of the water bottle incident, alleged.
Update. Ray Sherman went on TMZ and they said they're countersuing.
Countersuing?
Yeah, they're countersuing.
Okay.
Sway Lee said that him nor his brother never threw a water bottle ever off stage in the whole history that they've performed is Ray Sherman. So they are countersuing this guy because he's definitely making up false accusations. So I'm riding with them. And even if this dude did get hit in the face with a water bottle, what were you expecting at that concert? Did you think it was going to be cordial? Did you think this was going to be all cool and everybody going to be in here like in suits and ties and we're going to go listen to Ray Sherman and Black Beatles and nobody's going to get hype? Is that what you thought?
No.
Come on,
what
dude.
He thought was he was going to be able to go to a show and enjoy it without getting his nose ripped off, apparently.
Nose ripped off by a water bottle. What happened?
I don't know. What
water kind of bottles got claws?
Them niggas threw a Voss water bottle in the crowd.
Man, dude. It wasn't even a Voss, dude. It was almost like a drone water bottle with claws. Come on, bro.
Now, I will say this, though. What Ray Shrimmer needs to understand is just because he's suing them doesn't mean that it was either one of them that may have thrown the bottle. Other people behind him on stage, when it's time to, niggas know the cue, this is the water throwing song. Right. So it'd be the DJ or the security and other people throwing and splashed water in the crowd.
That's true.
Maybe it slipped and maybe they had the vaults and didn't realize it and maybe it hit somebody in the nose. And so therefore, I'm not going to sue the DJ or security guard. Nobody knows you. I'm going to sue the act and get paid. They'll probably end up settling. But why did it take so long for dude to sue? This happened almost a year ago. I don't understand that. If a nigga took a chunk off my nose at a show, dude, I'm suing him, especially if it's a big name act. I need all that bread. $250,000, I'll fall back. But I'm suing immediately. Lawyered up that night, dude.
And that's why you know it's a shuck, because he didn't sue immediately. Like, dude, nobody ain't trying to hit his bullshit that you got hurt or emotional damage or distress from a water bottle that came off stage from when you were shaking at a Ray Sherman concert.
Where's the video?
Exactly.
Somebody had to be filming at that show the entire time, dude.
But he might get like $10,000 from this after lawyer fees. Well, no. Lawyer fees and everything else, he might get like $4,000-$3,000, something like that. I mean, just because they don't want to waste their time and have to go to court, hire a lawyer to do, I say, all right, what you want? Here you go. Get out of my face.
I guess
that might happen.
This may be perfect.
That countersuit definitely not gonna work.
Yeah, he's just talking shit. The TMZ called him at the airport. Nigga probably tired as fuck. He was just trying to be silly. I'm a countersuit, nigga. No, stop. You're not going to do any of that shit. You ain't going to tie no more money than you have to up in this bullshit. It's decent promo, though, because their album is around the corner.
They got Shroom
Life 3. Allegedly. You ain't heard that Perplexing Pegasus?
I haven't. I thought the Swae Lee solo project would come out before a new album.
I did, too.
I ain't going to lie.
They squashed that, though.
That squashed the Swae Lee solo.
Yeah, allegedly. I mean, they trying to keep the brothers intact for
still,
now.
That's still coming. That Swae Lee solo joint. That Swae Lee solo joint is definitely still in the pipeline.
Believe that. Oh, also, the dude is claiming he suffered permanent scarring and disfigurement.
Do we have a picture of this dude?
Yeah, there is a picture of him on TMZ. His nose was fucked up from what? I don't know. If he got sprung on.
And he got whooped.
Playing. I don't know if he got worked in the crowd.
Like playing in the crowd and got whooped. Want to blame it on them.
But water bottles are made of plastic.
Right.
Especially like the kind that they be having. Dude, that's not doing that damage at all. So that is complete horse shit. Like, unless it just had razor blades in this shit, dude. Like, stop the madness, bro. You trying to get a quick bag. It's probably not going to work. You're going to end up with about $4,000. You could have got that on a scratch off, dude. You just wasted a whole bunch of time.
And money for people who don't give a flying fuck.
Absolutely. Okay. Now we're gonna keep it moving.
What you got?
We're talking about somebody who we haven't mentioned in probably 8 years on this show.
Who?
Macklemore.
Who?
Yo Boy.
Who's that?
Seattle who? Rapper Macklemore. Burst on the scene about 2, 3, 4 years ago.
I don't know who that is, dude.
Well, listen, Macklemore, you know what the hell this is. He's the only rapper from Seattle ever other than Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot from Seattle.
Tough.
That's a bigger story than this.
I'm so deep. That's the biggest story.
You look like him. That's why you had to figure out where he was from.
So why are we talking about Macklemore? He took to Instagram and previewed a brand new song. It's called Willy Wonka. It's featuring Offset from the Migos. My question to you, if you're Offset and Macklemore calls you to do a feature, do you answer it and why or why not?
Is Offset the one that was left off Bad and Bougie?
Nah, that was Takeoff.
That was Takeoff. If I'm Offset, then yes, I would definitely entertain the call from Macklemore.
This song makes no sense. Him and Macklemore don't make sense.
Okay,
at all.
Let me finish though.
Okay.
I definitely am not listening to this as a consumer, but if I'm Takeoff.
You mean?
Well, Offset, yeah, whoever. Well, whoever the guy was from the Migos that took this call. If I'm him, Macklemore got that. When he coming with that bag. Because he's an industry plant. Shout out to Everyday Struggling. They whole show today about industry plants. Macklemore, industry plant. So he got the whole bag behind him with the industry to be like, I want you to make this song cool. I already got the people in place at the label that's going to get this put on the radio and make the video spin a billion times and make it pass Wiz Khalifa video. I already have all this stuff in place. All you got to do is rap a Slaw 16. You ain't got to come hard. You ain't got to think about it. You can do ad-libs, whatever it is that you do as Offset or Takeoff.
Whichever one you are. Whichever
Migo that you are, because I'm sure that Macklemore has no idea. He don't even know which Migo you are or that you guys are a group. You know what I'm saying? He thinking that you are the Migos.
Right.
Like when you pull up, he thought all the Migos. This guy is the Migos. That's what he thinking when you pull up. Get that bag, get that check and denounce yourself from it immediately.
So it's a money grab.
Yeah, it's a money grab. Let's do it.
I
ain't mad at him for it. I'm mad at Macklemore for still trying to be relevant about it.
Nah.
Don't grab one of the Migos and think that we gonna accept you for a new single. You're not that guy.
This is why I'm not mad at it. Because I listened to the preview of the song on Instagram. And he's rapping like the Migos with the triplet flow and all, you know, all the Migos flow. Macklemore, that's how he's rapping.
Macklemore got
there.
The Migos flow?
He's rapping with the Migos flow on there. And a number one pet peeve of mine is when somebody uses somebody else's flow or cadence and then doesn't credit them in some way, shape, form, or fashion. He did that by not only using his flow, but getting him a bag and getting him on the song. I can respect that. The song may be complete ass. It probably will be. But his album will probably be ass as well. But at the very least, if you're going to jack the flow, at least have the motherfucker on the song with you. I can respect and accept that. If I'm Offset, I'm taking the bag too. Fuck it. You done took the Katy Perry bag. You done took the goddamn Sean Paul bag.
Turning this down?
Fuck it. Why not, dude? This is going to come and go. It probably won't reach outside of Seattle.
Listen. As an old head for hip-hop as we come off, we've gotten plenty of people to be like, y'all come off from the old head angle. I'm not mad at Migos, Takeoff, Offset, Quavo at all for going in and getting what they getting, milking it at this point. These guys are rock stars. I'm not trying to hold no type of integrity for hip-hop if I'm Quavo, if I'm Offset. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing why I gotta be like, oh, well, let me go to the lab and get these bars together. Oh, I can't mess with you because you're pop and this and that, and I'm really hip-hop. No, get that check, dude. No one is going to be mad at them because they've never portrayed themselves as something else. That bag, dude.
But to be honest, the Offset might take off. He been ripping shit lately.
And that's cool. Even better. Shit. If you can get on there and rip it, if you can't just get on there and just like,
That's more looks.
Exactly.
That's more looks because that's going to get played on 100%. Shit that your shit wouldn't get played on. And that's going to get played in front of an audience. Your shit may not. I don't know if Migos reaches all the way in Seattle. I don't know.
They don't. Well, actually, yeah, they do.
I don't know. Well, okay. I don't know how strong the reach is in Seattle. Macklemore is probably heavier in his hometown. I will hope that Northwest Migos area. But I'm taking it. I'm not knocking either one of them. I think it's a good look for both of them. It's gonna come and go anyway. And then after a week after it drops, we won't even remember this shit happened. Macklemore's new album Gemini will be out in about a week or two.
I don't believe his album called Gemini.
Tough. And Yachty gonna be on it too.
That's your boy.
That's just not true.
That's your boy.
Man, Yachty's so trash. Yachty is one of the few people in this otherwise stellar hip-hop year that actually let not only strangers and non-listeners down, he let fans down.
What were you expecting?
What? I mean, no.
What were you expecting?
I knew it was going to be ass. Oh, okay. I'm not a fan. He actually let fans down.
He just said
down.
He let you down, though.
No, hell no.
He let you down.
No. Fuck, that shit is ass.
You and Yachty favor. you could be his dad.
I had that hang time with my hair though back in the day.
Definitely didn't have that hang time. Somebody please give me an old picture of Animal Brown with the struggle braids. I need that.
All right, moving on, man. We're taking it to Roc Nation now. Lenny S, Roc Nation. What is he, chairman? He's something. I don't know. He do big shit over at Roc Nation.
Blame Lenny S for that.
He posted a pic of Iggy Azalea at Roc Nation offices. Sparking rumors that she was about to sign with Hov with the imprint.
The gold couch.
Now, it came out that Iggy squashed the rumors. No, I'm still at Def Jam. Blah, blah, blah. No story. Nothing to see here. But we're going to take it a step further. I'm going to ask hypothetically if this was true. Would this have been a good look for Jay to sign Iggy Azalea?
Let me tell you why I don't like Iggy Azalea.
Oh, shit. Come around. I smell a rant.
Yeah. You can smell it coming a mile away, and I'll tell you why. How you going to go out of your way to be like, no, I'm not signing with Rockefeller. No this, no this. I'm still with Def Jam. Frankly, no one gives a flying fuck.
Clearly they do because rumors flew from it, dude.
The only reason that people care is because of the people that she's associated with. T.I., Jay-Z, Def Jam. No one cares because she ain't even that talented of an artist. So if she's standing right there next to that gold couch, then take all that in. Don't down my man Lenny Essence and be like, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm still with Def Jam. Like, shut up. Don't say nothing. I don't need you to say nothing. You got the picture by the gold couch. Relax and take it in, dude. Take all these good Instagram comments. Take all these bad Instagram comments. Take everybody being like you shouldn't even be associated with Roc Nation. Take all of that in because it's never going to happen for you again. Because you slow. You're not a good artist, dude. So, like, don't come out with a statement after this and be like, oh, I'm not this and not that. Because you're not that important.
Stop.
She's not, bro. She's not that important.
Listen, now, important to me? Absolutely not. I personally can't stand
anybody.
Her. I personally.
Who's she important to?
I'm saying she's some slaw. But if I'm going to stick to the question, is this a smart move for Jay? If he was to sign her, of course it would be. Mm. Why? Because she's in her lane all by herself. Because she's an Australian American that's rapping. She's a one of one.
When we point out people being from Australia,
she's a one of one.
Right now, because rap?
Yes.
The fuck out of here.
She sticks out like a sore
thumb.
She
one of one because she got a nice ass and she a white girl.
That too.
Don't give me the Australian shit. Don't give me she can rap shit. Don't give me she can got bars, beats, hits, whatever it may be. She look cool and she got a nice ass for a white girl.
That's all you need.
And she can rap.
All you need.
Who's signing behind that in 2016, 17 though?
Listen.
18.
If Jay was to do that, it would be a smart
How?
Play. Because she's proven to have star power. Like, people bruh, fuck with her,
bruh,
dude.
Nobody's allocating their time to a white girl from Australia with a
They've
nice
already
ass
done it.
T.I.
already done it. What
and it didn't
about?
Work.
Bruh,
it doesn't work.
Bruh, what are you
Nobody
talking
likes
about?
Her for real. All
no, she has
fabricated.
Fans. She has fans.
We talking about industry plants. That's one of
she
them.
She has
dude.
Fans, bro.
No.
Yes, she does.
People at the
Stop.
Label think that it's a good idea
she has
to
fans.
Help. Not. She might. You.
No.
That's what I'm saying. People at the label think that it's a good idea to have a white girl as a rapper
She's
with a
marketable.
Nice ass. That's cool.
That's what you look
it
for.
It might be marketable, but it's not true, authentic fan. Like, no one likes her for real, though.
Well, nobody gives a shit if they like people for real. If Are you showing
yeah,
up to the fucking
they
shows?
They do.
Their
they
money
do.
Spends the
because
same
look,
as people who
if
like
if you don't
for
like
real.
Me for real, either I turn up like a random motherfucker like that had a hit, or either I turn up like Jeezy, who can continue to put out hits after hits.
You still
after
make
hits.
Money either way. Nobody
That's
cares.
Fine. That's
dude.
Fine. You can make money either way, but am I investing in an Iggy if I know 3-4 years from now no one's gonna care?
Yes.
No one cares now, to you, be honest.
You can't, bro. I just said the picture just went viral and rumor sparked. People care, bro. Stop. You don't.
You know why people care?
just
you know
say
why?
You
no,
don't.
No, but you know why people care because of the gold couch.
That's fine.
It's not because of the artist, though. So if you take away the gold couch and you say, hey, Iggy is signing with MMG, no one would give a fuck, dude.
Bro,
no one would care if Raw signed her.
If that
no
was,
one would care if anybody else signed her besides Jay-Z because he's one of the bigger names in hip-hop.
If that was Chameleon that's sitting on the couch, nobody would talk about this shit, bro. It's because of who it is and the couch. Both play a part. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. And what
that's
I'm also saying is she has the look for somebody who knows anything about marketing. You can get a writing team together and a producing team, and it'd be a layup to make a hit for her. That's not hard at all, dude. And she doesn't look like everybody else.
Hip-hop.
That's what you look for.
But what I'm saying is that's
Nobody
happened.
Gives a shit about
yeah,
purists
yeah,
and
yeah,
all that.
You're right. You're right, but that happened 3 years ago, though.
It can happen
it's
again.
It's not going to happen again, dude.
My ass done got fired.
Not for her.
What are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
Who else is in her it's lane? Not- The lane is still empty. That's why it can happen, bro.
The lane ended, bro.
You no, it's
you,
still
you
there.
Know the, you know the trucker lanes that end with the sand on
no,
the interstate
I don't
when
know.
You go from the mountain? You know exactly what I'm talking about, nigga. You just took that drive this weekend on the side of the road with a big 18-wheeler lanes where you go up and it's ended and you're going too fast. You can't control yourself. That's Iggy. That's that. That lane is done, dude.
Trust me. They can get constructed on a new one easily. Mm-hmm. That
pull
Memphis
over to the
needs.
Side of the road. You were going too fast. It's over. You stop driving trucks.
And get them brand new Memphis lanes.
Stop
and
driving
jump
trucks.
Right on that shit.
Stop driving trucks.
If bro. I was Hov, I would sign her and sign a writer the next day.
You're not. That's not true.
Easy. That's a layup to make hits with her. And she'll be popping overseas. That's overseas
oh,
bread.
Dude.
Stop.
Why?
If anything, you get a popping in Australia.
Why are you saying it, though? Because she's white?
Because I'm saying it because she girl? Has the look.
What? Look?
Are you deaf?
What
she,
look,
have you
though?
Seen her? Are you blind? What are you talking
no,
about?
No, I see her, but it's not nothing. I'm not going to go stream her music.
Nobody
because
wants
she's
you to do it. You, she
no, what I'm saying,
you.
Like, who are you appealing to, though?
Women, ass. Use your head,
women,
dude.
So women are going to listen to Iggy because she's white and has a nice ass?
No, because
you're
she's
you're telling
arguable.
Me her look is registering, but I don't understand that.
Yes, dude.
How?
What do you mean, how?
How is
the
her
same
look?
Way people register. Who you think buy Nicki Minaj shit? You think niggas buy Nicki Minaj shit, bro?
Nicki Minaj.
Do niggas buy Nicki Minaj bro, albums, bro?
Are you putting Nicki Minaj and Iggy Azalea on the same pedestal?
Do dudes buy Nicki Minaj, bro? Dude. No. Who does she market to, dude?
But you
women,
know, you know
bro.
Why? You know why?
Because she got a fat ass, dude.
No,
she markets
no,
to
no.
women.
Women
still.
Don't buy Nicki Minaj because she has a fat ass, because she's appealing to them.
That's my
so what women are... What women is what woman
easy
is Iggy
to
going to as like in hip hop? Who's she appealing to,
bro? She's hip hop. Let's be clear.
Get the fuck out of here!
I'm not
man.
Saying she finna do
you're
a
saying,
cipher.
You saying
nigga
white girls in you saying white girls in St. Louis gonna be like all this new Iggy popping? Let's bang this when we go to the turn up tonight, and niggas gonna look at us like we fucking retarded.
Yes,
come on, bro. Like no one's listening to that.
That's not true, bro. That's what I'm trying.
Maybe
to
maybe if you're in Australia,
you're. I just said
if you're
that.
A white girl in Australia, how many people is that, dude?
How many people are in Australia?
No, how
you
many white
retarded.
Girls? No, you sound dumb saying
sound
that.
Retarded.
How many white girls in Australia that can actually relate to this girl?
What do you mean? How
what do
f-
I mean?
One,
that was a very clear question, dude.
Number one, how the fuck would I know? Do I look like a white girl from
no,
Australia?
No, you wouldn't know, but you caping for them, though. You're saying, hey, these people listen to her, and
I
they're going to make
women.
Her popular.
I said women.
And,
you're
and
not
I,
listening.
And, bro, and I'm telling
women,
you.
Women, dude. Yeah, yeah. Women listen
okay.
to Nicki
right.
Minaj.
You done?
Women I'm... listen to Remy Ma. Women listen to women, dog.
Right.
Nobody gives a fuck about right. color and all that. They listen
Are
to
done?
Women.
Are you done?
When they hear a woman on a song, it shows balance. They get tired of hearing mm. niggas all day, dude.
Okay, so you're telling
step outside of your
no, no,
own
no, no.
head.
Don't try
to
make it a woman
to
thing.
Women.
Don't do that. Don't
That's
try to make it a
to
woman.
Them.
No, I'm saying that her specifically.
I'm saying women listen
I'm saying
to her.
A woman like Cardi B, yes.
Women listen to
she
her
She has
too.
That impact. Yeah, 100%. That's what's going on right now.
I'm saying she could.
She can't register on that scale.
She's not hip hop. She's not hip hop though. Cardi B is actually rapping for real.
Cardi B is pop. She like
no,
everybody.
That's a rap song. That's a rap
she
song,
know
bro.
Everybody know who she is.
It's not
right
a pop
now,
song.
Bro.
That's a rap.
Nah,
song,
nah. Bro. But I'm saying pop people know who that is.
Yeah, cause she on TV.
That's cool. I don't care how you qualify. What I'm saying is this: the chick that you talking about, the white chick, me and you. Yeah, we know. The nigga that's writing for. Yeah, we know. T.I. might know. But she ain't getting that same register that Cardi B get.
Bro.
That ain't happening. And it ain't just because she a woman that can rap. Bro, that shit don't matter.
Yes, it
ain't
does,
nobody
bro.
Buying into an Australian white girl with a fat ass
they already
is rapping.
Have, dog.
They have not.
She
have you
hits.
Not seen the, like, have you seen the backlash that she been getting?
That's because she say dumb shit.
That's because she trash.
I'm not saying she's not trash, though. Let's
okay.
be clear.
Okay.
I'm not. Nigga, I think Nicki Minaj is trash. What are you talking
don't,
about?
Don't
that
do
doesn't
that.
Mean
don't
shit.
Don't do that. Nicki Minaj not trash.
Man, she just had one hot 16
but
in the
but
last
you can't,
10
but
years.
But you don't put her in the same thing with Iggy, though.
But she makes star. Have you heard
that's
Starships?
Cool. Yeah, that's cool. But
have you heard Starships from Nicki Minaj,
listen,
bro?
All of that is
Google
cool.
Google Starships,
yeah,
bro.
All of that is cool, but are you placing her in the same vein with Iggy, though?
Bro, I don't like either
no.
one of them.
I don't
That's
care. I don't care if you don't like them, but you still go listen to Monster and the verses that Nicki ripped, and you gonna be like, okay, I understand
Man.
That. You ain't got that with Iggy, and that's all I'm trying to say. Her overall thing is a shook, so she can't come to me and be like, all right, I'm popping because I'm this female rapper from Australia. Like, no, nobody want to hear that shit, man.
Dude, all I'm saying is, and this. Way too long of a conversation
about them.
That,
I agree 100% about that.
What I'm saying is that there is a lane of people. Trust me, believe it or not, this is going to be shocking. There are people in the world who don't look like you. I know this is crazy. This is breaking fucking news, dude. There are people in the world that relate to different things
they
than
relate
you.
To Iggy.
Hold on to
they,
your hat,
they
dude.
Relate to Iggy?
There's a pocket of people that relate to Iggy. That be a niche market that they can market to.
You
that
you know
already
these people.
Done.
You know these people.
I don't have to know them. That's the purpose of good marketing.
Nah.
You can actually reach people that don't aren't in your immediate circle. That's what brilliant marketers do, dude.
Right.
They
yeah.
market to people that don't look like them. And somebody can do that with Iggy Azalea. media is all I'm saying. Am I saying she's a fucking rap goat? Nigga, no. Do I want to hear it? Nigga, no. But that, I'm not talking about me. Fuck me. I don't want to hear any of them motherfuckers, dude. That don't mean they're not selling. That don't mean they're not getting nominated for Grammys. That don't mean they don't have top Billboard singles. If Iggy didn't have any of that, then you'd have a point. But mm-hmm. she did have that when she was out. That's all I'm saying. Right. So if anybody can do it, it's Roc Nation.
And I agree with it.
That's all I'm saying.
That's not what I was saying. What I was saying is no one beyond this point, beyond the facade in which all of that was presented
All of that shit is a facade. It's buying in. Dude.
Okay, no.
Everybody's a facade,
no,
dude.
No, that's not. Don't do
like, come
that.
Come on,
don't
dude.
That's so Jay a facade. Like,
you want to talk about
not,
Nicki?
Okay, let's not do that. Stop. What I'm saying is with her, though. With her, let's not go beyond the point and say, oh, well, she had this and had that. Like, okay. If it wasn't for that, then you wouldn't be talking about it. If she wasn't sitting on Roc Nation counseling, you wouldn't care to mention her. Like, she ain't done nothing beyond that point where you'd be like, all right, she a cool rapper. She got a nice body. She got a nice image. The only reason that she's being mentioned is because she was at Roc Nation couch, and that's all I'm saying.
It's a little bit of both.
I don't think so.
That's all. Because, like I said, if it was a bum on the couch, nobody would give a fuck. If Slim Thug, nah, I ain't going to say Slim Thug. Camille was on the couch. No, I'm saying somebody that's not super relevant like that. It wouldn't make no noise. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. But real quick, though, before we hit this music break, Trader Truth has still been holding it down for the Hurricane Harvey support in the H-Town. He even posted a video up with the one and only Beyonce at his event. It was a charity event. I think they were serving food to a lot of the people that had been misplaced and whatnot. This nigga recruited Beyonce. Did we underrate his importance to H-Town?
Try the truth of beast, and we did.
Because we didn't have him in the Mount Rushmore of last week episode, in case you missed that.
Did we mention him? We mentioned him.
I hope we did.
Yeah, I think we
did. I can't remember.
And he's definitely worth an honorable mention. Try the truth been doing his thing for a million years down in Houston. He's been banned off Houston radio. Did you know that?
Yes, that hurts his stock.
They banned him from there. And a lot of the stuff online this weekend was like, y'all banning Trader Truth from Houston radio, but he got Beyonce down here in the city. Like, what are y'all shaking really it. Doing? Like, this is the dude that's really putting on for the city. This is the dude that's really down here. He ain't a mainstream artist. Like, he ain't even the biggest artist out of Texas.
Right.
Yet and still, Beyonce down there.
He got her down in the
blue
city.
Blue down there holding her nose.
That's the funniest shit.
Blue down
that
there.
Video Blue ain't down.
Blue ain't with the poverty at all.
That shit was so
listen,
funny.
Man. Blue ain't with this shit at all. Blue, like, why am I here? I ain't trying to be serving no place to you niggas.
That video
like,
was what? Classic. They said Blue smelt poverty for the first time. That's why she was holding
Blue,
nose.
Blue was like, what's going on, dude? I ain't trying to be here. But shout out to Blue, though.
I think we underrated Trader Truth. I'm going to be real. That was a power play.
Of, that's a power play. Beyonce?
That's huge.
Listen, man.
I'm not going to lie.
What do you think about the dude that pulled up and wanted to sing for her, though? He wanted to sing for Beyonce.
I thought that was a gal.
That was a gal.
I seen a gal singing.
I thought that was a dude.
She got the. I know she was ready to go.
I can't do that, man.
I can't hear. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear people pitching their shit at me, man. I'm
trying to help y'all.
No, but once in a lifetime. I get it, though. If whoever, a dude, he, she, whatever the fuck that was. You're right here with Beyonce. You'll never be in front of her ever again. If you can actually sing, maybe this is your shot. Maybe she feeling charitable. Maybe she gets your email. You never fucking know. It's happened to a number of other people. But if I'm Beyonce, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm gonna be real. I'm sitting here. I got the gloves
especially
on.
Especially not now.
Yeah, not no, in this
I'm
situation.
I'm trying to help people. I'm
she was super
help.
Cordial. Yeah. Said, oh, that was beautiful, and please keep it. But gave her to keep it moving face about as
you got to.
Politically correct as she could. But we underrated Trader Truth. That was a power play. Shout out to him. Shout out to everything he's doing down there. One more person we might have left out, though. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, will Travis Scott be on that list?
Why?
Because he's a very popular artist. He's the only young person out of Houston doing major moves right now, other than Lil Buddy that just got locked up.
I ain't going to lie. I thought Travis Scott claimed Atlanta.
Nah.
Like, I know he from Houston, but I thought he claimed Atlanta.
Nah. He claimed
like,
Houston.
It ain't Houston sound. It ain't nothing. So one of the things that I take into consideration when we do the Mount Rushmore is like the sound of the city, the sound of the place where you're from. And I'm not knocking Travis Scott's sound at all because like he does something that's authentic to him. But that also kind of takes away from you trying to rate him amongst the other artists that he's like where he's from.
He's taken off farther than a lot of them people.
That's cool.
But his run is already longer than a couple of them people, too.
All of that is cool, but I can't put him in the same vein as a Pimp C or Bun B, those people scoff. Like, I can't put him in the same vein because it's a different kind of music. And it ain't taking nothing away from him.
Clearly it is if you're saying you're not putting him in there because of it.
No, I'm saying I'm not putting him in the same vein because I'm from that generation. I'm not taking away from any greatness that he has. But that being said, those people been in the game 20 years.
No, that's what I said when it's all said and done.
Also, at the end of the day. I don't know when it's all said and done. Like, they've done more than him to this day.
Clearly.
Yeah, so that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking that he's done a lot being from Houston. I have to get acclimated to that new sound. And then people after us, me and you, that carry on this podcast type stuff, they would be able to put him on that Mount Rushmore. But me, I can't do it.
Yeah, now I'm trying to look in the crystal ball and see where do I see him projected to be. And those are four GOATs on that list. And even if we did take one off, we'd have to put Bun B on. So I don't see him being in that top four. But I did want to mention him because I don't believe we did last week. And that's, again, he doesn't rep Houston like that.
I think people associate him with Atlanta.
No, they do, because he sounds like Quavo. Well, he came
Quavo
out with folk.
Like him.
Yeah, I was about to say he came out with folk, but that sound is a very Atlanta sound. And again, yeah, he doesn't scream H-Town in every other song, so, and his shit's not chopped and screwed. So you just associate, he just from Atlanta. You just, fuck it, he from the A.
You associate Drake with Houston more than him.
I agree. All right, man, quick music break. We're taking it to Chicago. I don't think we've ever played this artist on the show before.
We played Fredo before. Don't do Fredo like
that. Santana. We played Fredo Santana before.
I think so. Don't do him like that.
All right, Fredo Santana featuring Iman Shumpert. Yes, Iman Shumpert from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Bad as a wife in the game.
What?
Top three.
What?
Tiana Taylor? Did you see her on the runway?
Bro.
Did you see that?
Bruh.
Did you see that body?
Bruh. I've seen her in person, dog.
I don't give a fuck.
Now, that means a lot, motherfucker. My perspective is in 3D in front of my face, dude.
What she have on?
She has some baggy shit, though.
Exactly.
I mean, I know her.
Did you see that ass on the runway when she did that flip?
So you're judging beauty off of ass now?
Yes, nigga.
Where's Rizzo and them with the feminism?
I don't care. Tell them to go look at that tape. Look at that tape with Tiana Taylor on the runway. I don't care what nobody got to say about that. Get
man,
at me.
Listen to Fredo Santana featuring Iman Shumpert. This is your pick. I'm not claiming stake to this.
I'll take this.
It's called Turned They Back.
They madder than usual. I'm grabbing my usual. I don't mind when you seeing me. Upon leaving, I'm losing you. We trying to go home and go celebrate. We through with the funerals. Immune to the evening news. And we remember when the whole world is turned they back. I keep it 100. I keep like 10,000 and hundreds. Left hand on the wheel when I'm whipping, my nigga. They gotta know that's how I'm coming. They gotta know it's gonna be busting if I'm the one coming for hosting the function, my nigga. They gotta know I'm in the something, man. We come from nothing, man. We just productive. Book bag with no books in it. Sunflower seeds and some hooping shoes. A bloody shirt off some other shit when you never know what you're getting to. I'm just trying to keep the profit steady, then double that when the time comes. Need to make sure it's a 41 and that face red when my time comes.
I remember when the whole world turned they back.
Man, that was Fredo Santana featuring Iman Shumpert. Of course, we only played Iman Shumpert verse.
Clearly. That's your boy Fredo, though. You like Fredo. You ride around listening to Fredo on the weekends.
He got one song that I fuck with.
You listen to him on the weekends.
I ain't gonna lie, though.
What?
Iman Shumpert verse was better than I thought it was gonna
be.
Tough. Keep it real.
He might be the best rapper in the NBA.
Lonzo Ball killing him.
Damian Lillard killing him.
Damian Lillard, some slaw. Niggas gotta stop
you
rapping.
Like Damian Lillard?
He's some slaw, bro.
Oh.
PG-13 ass rap.
He rapping it.
Fuck out of here.
Wow.
PG rap, snitch.
Shout out my guy D-Lil, man. That's Animal Brown. I'm Spike Lou. I fuck with you. He don't.
I fuck with Lonzo Ball raps more.
Nah, don't do that, though.
You Lonzo, watch. That's, you fuck with Damian Lillard.
Nah,
shit.
That's my fam, though. The Balls are my, that's my personal fam, though. I ain't even listen to the Lonzo Ball song, though.
Yeah, it's actually not that bad.
Because he can hoop, though. Like, I don't want to hear him rap.
Iman Shumpert can hoop.
You mean Damian Lillard can hoop? You mean Damian
Shumpert, man. Nick's
Damian
tape.
Lillard definitely can hoop.
Iman Shumpert had a mixtape out, though, that niggas was actually talking about.
Yeah, and his wife bad.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I ain't just giving Iman Shumpert I'm for no credit like it, dude.
You wonder who wife is bad? Jay-Z's wife is bad. Yeah, and that's what we about to get into.
Tough.
This Blueprint Sweet 16 anniversary for that Blueprint 1 album, the classic September 11, 2001.
Tiana Taylor is Iman Shumpert's wife, if you're wondering.
I would hope people knew that. This Jay-Z is crazy. We felt it was only right that we revisited. This might be our first album classic revisit, though. I like this, though. This is going to be cool. People going to fuck with this. The Jiggerhead's going to dig it.
Tough.
Let's take it back, though, man. Before we get into our favorite joints on there, what we like, did it have staying power, all that good shit. Some of the backstory around the project I think is interesting as fuck. A lot of people don't know, allegedly, this was recorded in 2 days. I mean, excuse me, this was written in 2 days.
Oh, yeah, I feel so.
Which...
But Jay-Z don't write, though.
I mean, you know. That's a good point. How was this written in 2 days but not...
So...
Now that you just say that...
All right.
There might be a shock to that.
That's definitely a shock. So, what I heard, and this came from the... First of all, if you're not listening to that Dissect podcast on
crack.
Kanye West
crack
for that beautiful dark twisted fantasy,
please
excuse yourself right now. Pause this and go listen to that. Actually, finish this and go listen to that.
There you go.
Yeah. With that being said, leading up to that, there was a conversation had about how the blueprint came about, and what Kanye said was he was working with Beans, and he was working with Bleak.
Yep.
And he had just came off the This Can't Be Life track. And he had You Don't Know.
Nah, You Don't Know is just Blaze.
I mean, well, what's the other one? Ain't No Love. He had Ain't No Love. He had Ain't No Love and another song off Blueprint. And Jay was coming in the studio. He was leaving out. They weren't even supposed to meet. And he played those two for Jay. And Jay was like, hold on. I need
Don't Go Nowhere.
That Ain't No Love right now.
Right.
So he, from what Kanye said, from that point that he listened to that CD that he had that joint on, and 2 weeks later, the blueprint was recorded. So from that instance, in 2 weeks, in that time frame, the whole 14 whatever tracks was recorded and done.
He didn't write this shit in 2 days. I will never believe it. No, they said he wrote it in 2 days. That's the urban legend surrounding this shit. I'll never believe that. I don't give a fuck if he says it. I don't believe you, Jay. I'm putting this out there, even if he ends up saying it. We're going to throw that urban legend out the window. 2 weeks, all right, I'll run with that. I can run with that. You in there with the beat tape from Kanye and Just Blaze. This shit is fire. You're in that shit 24 hours a day for 2 weeks straight. I can understand that.
True.
Don't give me the 2 days shit, though.
What motivates you to go in there for 2 weeks straight, though, at that point in time?
Man, nigga, hearing this crack?
Well, what you're Jay-Z, though.
Like
what was before Blueprint?
Volume 3.
So I just came off the
Dynasty. My
is
bad.
It Dynasty?
Yeah.
Okay. I just came off the compilation track. I just came off the doing what was the hit song off it?
Off Dynasty?
Tough.
I don't fucking know off the top of my head. You know how much information in this head, dude? I can't just draw that shit that quick.
Big ass head, nigga. Y'all got free ass space in that head.
Nigga, I can't just think
it. It was before the Dynasty. It was like,
was it him and him and R. Kelly shit?
Nah, that wasn't it, man. It was number 4 on the CD. I just can't think of the name of it right now.
So with the club shit.
Yeah. We
6 a.m.
drank and caught and we miss. I never mentor at all. Gets better or the little around. Nah, it's about to go down, about. Whatever that right there.
Your renditions, man. You gotta work on that shit.
What the fuck do you mean?
Them shit's garbage.
I wish I never met her at all. It's about to go down. That was it. The Carl Thomas shit. That's the line that I'm talking about. That was the shit off Volume 3. I don't even fucking remember what we were talking about when you got me all off of this.
Shit. I just want to love you.
Yeah, I just want to love you. That was a single off there before the Dynasty. So I'm saying with this, when Blueprint came to do, when that nigga came out with that H to the Izzo with the Michael Jackson sample.
Yo.
That was something different. That put us in a whole nother mindset thinking about Jay-Z. And that put us in a whole nother mindset expecting what was to come with that Jay-Z album.
Yeah, what did he do at the BET Awards?
Tough.
He had the Jordan jersey on.
He came out like Mike.
Everybody was turned up. This is pre-social media, so if you wouldn't watch it, then you fucked up. You missed all of it. That shit was super hype. I was watching that shit live. Like, damn, what is this? H to the, hold on now. This shit hard. Now, so the rollout, I'll give them that. The rollout was super dope. A lot of these tracks, though, were meant for other people. And I'm so glad that this didn't happen. Heart of the City was meant for DMX. Actually, that might have been kind of tough, though.
It's trash.
What? Now, that might have actually worked.
Bro, you know that's trash.
Heart of the City DMX.
You killed it.
You can't even hear that in your mind.
Shit.
There's no way that you can even fathom.
X ripped it.
What? How? Heart of what city? Yonkers?
Absolutely.
Get
Y-O.
The fuck out of here, man. Ain't nobody, nobody want to hear that shit.
Girls, Girls, Girls was meant for Ghostface. You can hear that too.
This is atrocious. I could hear that, but I don't want to.
Ruler's Back was meant for Black Rob.
This is trash.
Jigga That Nigga was meant for Noriega. You can hear that too without track masters.
I can hear all of that, but I can hear also Jay-Z murdering it and not having anything to do with that shit.
Also, Heart of the City was supposed to be the single.
Tough.
And they had R. Kelly on there originally. That would have been now that.
I don't need that.
What? You can hear, listen to that nigga and picture R. Kelly on. They would have bodied that shit.
I like the sample though. See, I like sample. Okay, well, that's true. I like sample beats though. I like to hear like the old like on the
sped up soul sample.
Yeah, the sped up soul sample. The whole what is it? The vinyl. All of that. I like that. So I don't need R. Kelly ruining this song, especially with the things that they had going on at this point in time.
That,
well, actually, this wasn't even. This was before they got the beef.
Yeah, this was name was popping. This was Best of Both Worlds and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, this was before that. So Jay performed Ace to the Izzo at BET Awards in what 3 months before the album came out.
Yeah,
you never see anybody do songs like Ace to the Izzo with the Michael Jackson sample at the BET Awards on that big of a stage. Also, Jay was nominated for Best Artist of the Year that year. So like you don't see that, and I think that's what led into the blueprint. That's what led into it being that big, because he came out and he did some at the award show. He did some like with one of the biggest R&B singers at the time that hadn't been done, like the collaborations, and people were like, "Oh shit, this is gonna be big. This is gonna be major. Let me jump onto this." And I think that's what kind of snowballed the effect to the reception of the Kanye West sped up beats. The Jess Blaze Immaculate Beats that he done, those things were crazy in itself, but just the whole build up and what Jay said, that marketing plan was me, he shook that.
Jess Blaze did three songs. He did Girls, 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 Song Crying, You Don't Know.
Okay.
Three for fucking three, first off. That nigga
That's
batted a thousand on there.
That's a fact.
Kanye did five songs on there. H to the Izzo, Takeover. What'd he do? What the fuck? He did three other ones. Heart of the City.
Heart of the City. Ain't No Love.
Ain't No Love.
And whatever else. But
there's one more.
There's a point that we need to get to on this.
What's that?
Fuck Timbaland.
Why is that?
Cause
that's your least favorite song on there.
Ain't it two? There's two Timbaland beats on there, and both of those are
the
least.
Only one. Hola Jovito.
I thought that was like number five.
Hola Jovito.
Okay, yeah, that's a Timbaland.
Yeah, it is.
That's a fact. And it's one more.
I ain't gonna lie, that song's some slow, I'm gonna be real.
But I don't need Timbaland real. Just because he's the biggest producer at that point in time to hop on this album.
Let's not cheat.
And I
Timbaland.
Feel like that's the mistake. That's the sole mistake with this album.
He did. Well, that's his only beat, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah, that's his only one.
Hold on, though.
That's his only one, dude. Just take my word for it. Kanye didn't ever change. That was the fifth one.
I ain't talking about that, though.
I'm saying that's the fifth song. That's the fifth beat that Kanye did. But that leads me to, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Oh, Kanye also did Girls, Girls, Girls Part 2, and Just Blaze did that lyrical exercise.
Who did Jigga That Nigga?
That was Pone and Toke.
Poke
and Tone.
Ah, okay, because of the Track Master. Because of the R. Kelly shit, okay.
Right.
All right, okay.
What I was just about to ask you what your least favorite track was. So I'm taking this Jigga That Nigga. Really? That's your least favorite?
Yeah, they're banging on there. My least favorite is the one with Timberland. I feel like that was out of place. That was something that he felt like he had to do for the time period of hip-hop. I got to go grab a Timberland beat and rap over that and murder it and do all this lyrical miracle exercise. That was one. And another one.
Let's not act like they just do Big Pimpin' like a year and a half earlier.
That's cool. But that wasn't Blueprint, though. This is an immaculate album.
Okay.
Another one. In which I think there was also forced. It's a bonus track, so that's why I didn't use it as my number one. It's the lyrical exercise.
Hey, man, that nigga was ripping that
that's
shit.
That's cool, bro.
The fuck?
That's cool. But that ain't Jay-Z.
He's spinning.
Jay-Z is not the lyrical miracle rapper. No. he gives you, he can be, but he give you more feeling than that. And that's what makes him register. That's why 444 was so great, because he can give you those bars like a Joe Budden's would give you, like a Joel Ortiz would give you, like people who are lyrical miracle rappers would give you, but he can also make you feel something behind them. And I feel like that song, like, nah, bro. You was just trying to do the lyrical miracle shit to make rappers think that you could rap.
That's why it was a bonus song. I'm letting them slide because it was a bonus song.
And that's why I ain't naming my number one disappointment.
But I will say this, though. My disappointment, I had two. Hola Ho Vito, you right. I fuck with Timbaland, but that song is just some little cool, especially in the context of this album. And Jigga That Nigga, bro. That song is born out of some sloth.
He talking that shit on there. Don't do that.
But he should have just left that to Nori.
Shit on there. Don't do that.
Nori, he should have gave that to Nori and made this one less track on this album.
Listen, man. Hov got to talk that shit on every album at least once. He did it on 444.
He going
to
spit?
I ain't just talking about spitting. I'm talking about talking that shit. I'm Hov. You not. That's what Hola Ho Vito was, dude.
You mean that's what Jigga That Nigga was?
Excuse me, Jigga That Nigga. I'm sorry, my bad.
Give me your favorite joints on there. Give me two or three of your favorite joints.
Nah, it ain't even two or three, man. I asked here.
Don't name the whole album, man. God damn.
Relax. First of all, relax.
Okay.
All right. I asked the people in the rap chat, Facebook, name one song. I'm going to do the same. Everybody was struggling.
I'm going to name three. Fuck what y'all talking
about. Nah, you're not. You're going to name one because I'm going to name one. My one? And the reason that it's my one, I tell you all of this stuff before I name it, is because I feel like it could be on 444. I reached out to four people in my phone that I feel like may necessarily not be the biggest Jay-Z fans, but if I asked them about the Blueprint and what their favorite song was, they would have some type of perspective.
Okay.
All four of those people responded with Never Change.
Yeah, that's just shit.
And that was my pick before I even asked those people. And those people, to me, meant like what that song means. So that was cool for them to respond and say, hey, Never Change is my favorite song on there. Not the biggest hit, not the takeover, not right. Any of those things, but I feel like Never Change is Jay-Z. I feel like Song Cry was Jay-Z at a point in time. I feel like You Don't Know was Jay-Z at a point in time where you talking that shit. But I feel like Never Change, that shit is rooted in you. Like that stuff that, like, when you look up 15, 16 years from now, like from when this album came out, and I reached back out to some of my homeboys when I asked them what their favorite song was, that shit where you could be like, them ain't just lyrics. That shit that I live by, that shit that I know.
That's life.
Exactly. And that's why that song was so, like, he could have put that song on 444. And it wouldn't have been no different, because people would have got it. They would have understood, like, these are the morals in which you live by as a person. Not a rapper, not Jay-Z, not none of that, but that's what that song is. And that's my favorite song on it. Like, Never Change, like, I don't think, that's top five Jay songs to me.
I can respect and accept that. It's not my favorite song, but it is absolutely the shit.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite song is Heart of the City, man. Mm-hmm. I really, 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 really like that fucking song. I like what he was spitting on there. I wouldn't mind hearing the R. Kelly version with just the ad-libs. Not him overdoing it, but just him putting...
You know he gonna do that, though.
Yeah, he would have ended up overdoing it. But just hearing him just hitting the pockets right, I could hear that shit setting it off. Kanye West laced that beat. He laced his whole album. Him and Just Blaze was on fire with the production, with the sped-up soul samples. We hadn't heard that in a full body of work before this album. This is 2001. Niggas didn't really capitalize off of this until Dipset in like 04. So like, this nigga was way ahead of the game with the production. It's hella songs that I fuck with, though. You Don't Know is the shit, obviously. And Renegade, which takes me to this. Renegade, Jay-Z featuring Eminem, two titans in hip-hop at the time. A lot of people, word on the street is that Eminem washed Jay. We finna put this shit to sleep right now. Did Eminem out rap Jay on his own shit?
Well, it depends on what type of renegade you are, right? So, coming from two different cultures, Eminem and Jay-Z, they're two different meanings for renegade. What Eminem perceived as renegade in both verses was immaculate. Like, that would be the majority of what most people would understand as a renegade. I'm an outcast. The cat, like the religion stuff, all of the things that he brought into focus as a renegade on that song, That's immaculate. That's dope.
Right, right, right.
And he made the beat. So it sounds better coming from him.
Agreed.
So with that being said, I compare it to soccer and football. In Europe, they call soccer football. They call it football.
For sure.
So you can't come over here and tell somebody, hey, from Europe, if they calling soccer football just because they over in England, it's not football. That's what football is to them. So I can't call Jay-Z verse as a renegade, not being renegade-ish just because everybody don't understand. And I feel like more people were able to relate to Eminem's verse. That's why they say they washed Jay.
Who washed who?
That's I'm the question. Saying, all right, getting to the point, I'm saying that Jay washed M because more people may have understood what M was saying because it was a more universal topic as a renegade. But the second verse that Jay said, there may be four people in hip hop that could spit that verse. Maybe.
Back against the wall, ashy knuckles.
Like, ain't too many people that's going to be able to say those things that people be like, golly, I felt every word of it. I know what he meant. And I ain't saying that people not listening to Eminem and being like, damn, he ripped that. But that's a universal stance from it. If Jay-Z can give you a singular perspective of that and still make you feel it on that song where you can be like, well, he was still rapping his ass off. It just wasn't better than M. No, I can't give that to M. I can give it to Jay because he came from a smaller perspective and made more people realize what he was saying.
I'll say this. I go back and forth between this all day and night. They both had two verses. Originally, I used to think that M won the first verse and Jay won the second verse. Then I listened today.
All right.
Jay first verse is so dope. But when he talked about the writers, how do you rate this music when nothing but thugs relate to it? Like all of that, talking about how the gatekeepers and the people rating them, be like, what do y'all, y'all don't even know what they're talking about. How can you rate this? This isn't for you. Like, this is not who this is supposed to talk to. So how could you tell me, how could you rate my shit 3 stars, 2 stars, 4 stars?
Yeah, you're a Rolling Stone telling me that my shit don't register with my people.
Right, exactly. So I thought that verse rings truth even to this day, 16 years later.
Facts.
Man, with that being said, though, man, Eminem first verse.
But look, though,
if you listen to the technical, dude's first verse, it's ridiculous, dude. And he strayed away from his usual left field, kind of off color, strange. What is he talking about? 20 different sound effects.
He made it simple.
He simplified it, but yet still kept it Eminem.
He knew who he was talking to.
Those two verses, these dudes, I say all this to say, I think it might be even because Eminem's second verse is ridiculous, too.
And you know what?
It might be a toss-up,
you
bro.
Know what?
I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I will give you that. I would take that stance as opposed to M wash J. Like, that's the narrative that Nas put out there with Ether. But both of those dudes being one of the premier rappers, being two of the premier rappers from this generation,
right,
and the perspective that they were able to give as renegades.
The song was perfect for them.
Listen, man, Jay-Z from a renegade of a black man doing what he had to do to survive, doing what he had to do to be who he is as Jay-Z. And then Eminem from the point of, I'm an artist. I'm white. Y'all ain't used to seeing me with this. Let me share some of the stuff that I go through as a rapper. And being able to stay on point with Jay-Z and people to even be able to say that he washed him, that's cold. One of the better songs ever in hip-hop history.
I love that. That was a really big claim that you just made.
It ain't. Renegade? Give me 4 songs better than that.
It was a dope collaboration. Let's say it was one of the better collaborations.
Give me 4 songs better than Renegade.
Definitely not going to do that off the top of my head. But I will say that I did like Eminem's perspective of talking about the hypocrites who went in on his music because he glorified drug use or what, beating his wife, whatever the fuck he was going through. Acting like people like that are brand new, had never listened to controversial shit before. I thought that was dope. I will say this, though. Back in that day when Jay was just on fire like how he was, if you jumped on the track with him and even held your own, you're graded on the curve when you're with Jay-Z. So that boosted up your status. So just the fact that he even got close, you got to push that over edge and be like, he washed him. People did the same thing when Kanye jumped on Run This Town. Kanye watched Jay. That's just because his shit was even up to par with Jay. We're not even used to hearing that shit. We used to hearing Jay blow niggas out. So when niggas do that, you give them a little bit extra points because they held their own. I did want to ask this before we keep it moving, though. Did naming his next album, did him dropping Blueprint 2 and 3, did that hurt the integrity of Blueprint 1 at all, in your opinion? Because they obviously weren't up to standard as Part 1.
I think Blueprint 3, yes. Not Blueprint 2. Like, we could have left it at that and being like, I made a mistake because Pac made a double CD, Big made a double CD, so I feel like I had to do a double CD and people were in my ear. But let's not go head on and do a Blueprint 3, though.
You could argue 3 was better than 2, though.
That's cool, but that's not what that album should have been called. And I'll tell you why it shouldn't have been called that, because people are going to take away from that Blueprint 3 album because you put that Blueprint name on it.
Same thing for 2. It's the same thing.
That's what I'm saying, but Blueprint 2.
And it came out the next year.
But Blueprint 2 could have held up, though, had it been one CD, right?
If.
Blueprint 3 couldn't have. Like, it ain't 12 good songs on there.
Don't do Blueprint 3.
It ain't 12, bro. It ain't 12 good songs on Blueprint 3.
Yeah, like, it's trash. Don't do that.
I'm just saying it ain't 12 good songs on there. And there's 12 good songs on Blueprint. There are 12 good songs on Blueprint 2. There's
28 songs on Blueprint.
Yeah, 2. That's what I'm saying. It should have been one CD, and there should have been 12 good songs, and it should have been done. But there are 12 good songs on there. If we're going to continue this Blueprint brand, I can't go Blueprint 3 and give you like 6 good songs, dude. I can't go trying to chase the times and put them all the other stuff that was on there that shouldn't. Like, there were songs on that Blueprint 3 that didn't even have nothing to do with Jay. Like, Jay ain't even subscribing to this type of music, but it's just hot at this time. We're trying to figure out streaming. We're trying to figure out what big songs are, so I'm going to go ahead and put out Blueprint 3. Jay shouldn't have did that. Jay ain't got to do that.
So you're telling me that he should not drop Blueprint 4 next year?
What? Hell no.
What if this would have been called Blueprint? What if 444 would have been called Blueprint 4?
He needed to drop 445.
What if 444 would have been Blueprint 4?
That would have been some slaw.
Really?
Tough. Because look.
It would have made sense,
but
though.
But look, though. You adding that. You adding
it would have made sense,
the,
though.
Nah. The but content. It add to the lore of, like, now niggas going to be listening for a song cry. They're going to be listening for the In the Heart of the City. Yeah. They're going to be listening for the Nod. They're going to be. But
we didn't look for that.
You're not. You're not.
We didn't look for that on 2 and 3, though.
You're not. But what I'm saying is, if it's that big nowadays, social media, all of these things, they're going to reference back to the original Blueprint. What made that big? Why he calling this album Blueprint in today's time? And they're going to be looking for those albums, and those albums shouldn't be on a Blueprint 4.
But it would have fit the narrative more than Blueprint 2 and 3 did. Because he's given the Blueprint to.
Okay, that's cool.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But if you. That's only if you had not. Like, if he had called. If this was Blueprint 2.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Now you got it.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? But I can't do Blueprint 4, though.
That's fair.
Because the other two were drops.
That's fair.
One, you know what I'm saying? So.
That makes sense. All right, let's get to this music break. Y'all let us know what y'all think. What's y'all favorite joint? Like you said, go to Facebook. Search groups, rap chat, bingo. Join that. Join the conversation. We talk about a lot of this shit from the show on there. Let us know your favorite Jay-Z joint off of the Blueprint. Should he have called the last joint Blueprint 4? Should he make a Blueprint 4? Let us know. Song break. We have a question following this song break that involves this artist in it. Quavo just dropped a new solo joint. It's called Stars in the Ceiling. Let's see what the solo Migo can do out here in these streets. Check it out. Ride round, itching, skirt. Yeah, my palms itching, cash. Real grown, I ain't fucking with no chillin'. Grown man, I'm not arguing with no bitches, I ain't in it. Nah, bitch. When I pull up, huh, bet I hurt they feelings. Yeah. Skirt. Niggas talking shit, now they missing. Car, whoosh. Running all these packs through the city. Running. When I wake up, stars in my ceilings. Put rich niggas out of business. Talk to them. Told that fuck nigga money business. Hold on, yo. 50K, mama at the dentist. Mama. Crimma pat my niggas, got that sentence. Hey. Think I'm from New York, I got pigeons. Walking with that torch, I got decisions. Flight. Woo. Keys, lights got storage, but I like to dish them. Here. Running the pond like I'm fishing, shoot with the missile. Don't come to the trap on the Quavo. How you feel about that Quavo solo joint?
I'm not listening to that anywhere other than right here.
I ain't gonna lie, I don't think I want to hear a Quavo solo joint. I think it just make more sense as a group. It's one of them situations.
That's Cardi B boyfriend, right?
No.
Oh, that's Offset.
Yes.
Okay.
You just disrespected the shit out of Offset.
My fault, Offset.
I'm
sorry.
I don't think I can listen to either of them solo, bro. They make more sense as a group.
Not even
It ain't even one of them situations where like I can listen to Jada solo over the Lox, but I don't want to hear.
Not even Quavo?
No, because I think that would get old. You want to listen to 15 tracks of that? That's cool today in the club as a one-off.
But I mean, I feel like if Quavo got 15 tracks, he going to have, like, superstars on the features.
Oh, nah. If his feature game is heavy.
That's what's going to happen.
It's Quavo and Friends?
Yeah.
We can do that.
That first album with Quavo is definitely Quavo and Friends.
We can get busy with that. Strong
Drake feature.
Oh, well, yeah.
Strong Cardi B feature.
Nah. We'll need that.
You need that.
We had a couple of more people add on some suggestions of their favorite tracks from the Blueprint. On Facebook, go join the Rap Chat.
Yeah, man, y'all go join into the Rap Chat. We appreciate everybody that participates in the conversation, man. That's ideal. No Place Cool Hand said all of them.
That's
can't
real.
Do that.
I can respect that though. That's how fire the
that's
album
that's
is.
How Blueprint is. Leon Phillips said, "The ruler is back." Now counting the singles. DeAndre Brown had a quote. He said, "When I blast the pump, I leave you relaxed.
Damn.
In the hospital looking at masks for months. All I need." That's what he had.
Banger.
Several likes on that. What else we have? You Don't Know, heavy with my guy Mike Jones. Shout out him.
Fire.
Tough. Antoine Smith, "The ruler's back."
See you, boy.
My guy Clive. All I need.
Ooh, that's the sleeper.
Yeah, tough.
All I need.
Tough. And You Don't Know was my shit. Also, Cotton.
I see
you know what I'm saying? You Don't Know. Cotton definitely don't subscribe to Jay-Z, so for him to even put out a song was cool.
Exactly.
He definitely on the Playboy Cardis, the Lil Pumps.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The T-Grizzlies.
Play a fly steal.
Yeah, we definitely rocking with you with the You Don't Know. We appreciate you submitting that, Cotton.
Good looking. Anything else before we move on to this question of the week?
Let's go.
All right, question of the week. Complex put out their list of the best 20 rappers in their 20s. All right, so they ranked them 20 to 1. Of course, it's in their 20s, so there's no Drake, no Kendrick, no Meek. They all turned 30 this year. They don't count. They're not in this list. So with that being said, which people on here stuck out to you? Did they get right? Did they get wrong? Talk to me before we give the top five on here.
I feel like there was a lot of wrong answers on here.
You damn right it was.
And the reason that I feel like there was a lot of wrong answers is the topic that we talked about last week. Like, there's a difference between brand new hip hop guys coming in spitting bars and just artists.
Making like, music.
Yeah, right. Like, this artist making music. Like, I'm not gonna knock a guy if he ain't got Nas bars, if he ain't got Jay-Z bars,
yeah,
if he ain't got
sure.
Like, I'm not gonna knock a guy in 2017 as a podcast host because I know what it's all about now. But I think these lists are more so leaning to the fact that you have to sound like this or you have to sound like that.
I disagree with that, though.
You don't think that?
Yeah, and you'll see why when we get to this top three.
Tell me why.
I'm not going to get to the top three yet.
Now, you ain't got to get to the top three, but just
I'm saying,
going
the reason
to why
is,
you're saying why.
There's a nice mixed bag of people and types of artists on this list. I just think they're in the wrong order. Mm. If you look at Sway Lee, he had number 18.
Okay.
21 Savage is 15.
Okay.
I think Sway Lee raps better than 21 Savage in his sleep.
That's what I'm saying. I don't agree with that. I think 21 Savage raps better, but I think that Sway Lee is a better artist.
Makes better music.
Yeah. So I would put Sway Lee ahead of him. You're absolutely right about that. But with that being said, I've heard Sway Lee excel at hooks. I've heard Sway Lee excels at things that are harmonious.
Of course.
Not rapping.
I mean, yes,
I ain't saying that 21 Savage excels at those things. I'm just saying that he better than Sway Lee.
Nah, I don't think so.
21 Savage ain't better than Sway Lee at rapping?
No, man. I pull up Look, come on, man. I pull up and read like don't
say that just because you don't like Swift.
That's a terrible line, bro.
And that's cool, but he got plenty of good lines on his
album. No, he doesn't. Like,
Issa is a good album.
No, it's not.
Bruh. All right,
shit is garbage.
I say that in the context of this. Swae Lee can't put out Issa.
He'll put out a better album than Doom. No, I'll put that on everything. Because
he can't rap.
No, he can rap, though.
He can.
His
he
brother can do good hooks. His brother can't.
He
rap.
Can do. Nah. I'm saying he can do good hooks. And he can make you fuck with him on some sense of like, if he were French.
Now that's just what he excels in. He does that best.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean he can't rap. But that's all I'm saying.
It does mean that he can't hold an album like Issa though.
We'll see when because he will drop solo at some point in time.
Right.
Mac Miller at 14? No way, he's 25. That's impossible.
We out of here. Mac Miller 30 years old.
Man. Mac Miller is clearly 30 years old.
He's not 25 years old, bro.
When did he get in the game? When he was 8? The fuck? He been out forever.
We ain't doing the Mac Miller stuff.
And I don't know who No Name is and why is she at 13 if I don't know who you are.
I ain't heard
and I'm
of
a you. Beast. How the fuck are somebody on this list that I've never heard of, dude?
You listen to mixtape?
No, who the fuck is No Name? And why is that her name?
I thought that she was the same chick that her with the female R&B shit that was going on. It's a chick with the female R&B shit that's her, and it's a nigga named him. And people are buying into their story.
I know somebody named her, and I know somebody named him.
Yeah, exactly.
Who is No Name? Again, that's not No Name, though.
I thought that this was playing into that.
The biggest travesty of all.
What?
And Complex needs to have their fucking journalist license revoked. Mm-hmm. Is Big Sean at number 10? You're not naming 10 rappers in their 20s, 30s, 40s, or 50s better than dude. Like, much less their 20s. That's just disrespectful. We want to talk about making music or spitting bars. Like, niggas not out rapping Big Sean, dude. Like, yeah, I swear they not. And his album's been fire lately. He's 2 for 2 his last two.
My question would be, why would they feel like that it's okay to disrespect Big Sean in this manner? Like, you're not going to say, hey, Kendrick Lamar is a third or fourth tier rapper. You're not going to say that about Drake. You're not going to say that about even shit Meek Mill. Why are people comfortable with saying that Big Sean is not a superstar level rapper
when he is?
Why is it not? Like, people don't understand. Like, people are not on the same page with the industry with Big Sean. Like, Big Sean can rap his ass off.
Clearly.
So why people are not on the same page with him as to what he should be getting and receiving as far as fan accolades, I don't understand either.
YG, for the record, YG was number 17 and 21 Savage was 15. Yeah. 21 Savage doesn't rap better than YG. That's just a fact. Bruh. You gonna tell me Issa was better than his shit?
Yes.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's a better than that.
Better than that first YG? Yes.
Not the first one.
It ain't better than the last one.
That ain't what they talking about, though. They talking about the second one. We got shot in that. We ain't comparing his first one to 21 Savage first one.
First.
We not doing that.
That's crazy.
No, we doing his album with Issa album, and Issa was better than his last album.
I don't think so.
It is.
Let me give you the top five.
Okay.
Joy Badass number 5.
As what?
He could rap his ass off.
As what?
Huh?
He top 5, like, of the new generation?
Nigga, the list is the top 20 rappers under 20. All right,
so he's
top
5 of the new generation, Joey Badass.
In their 20s, according to Complex. Tyler, the Creator, is number 4.
I ain't right.
Vince Staples is number 3.
I'll ride with that.
You're goddamn lie. You can't name one fucking Vince Staples.
I can't, but I ride with him off the interviews and the whole that ain't what energy.
This isn't the top 20 interviews.
The energy, I'm saying, the energy that he brings, I could see people fucking with him and making him top 5.
Nigga, Nori
he
brings
got that
energy.
Yeah.
His music is ass, bro.
And that's why Nori at 50 years old is still popping in hip hop podcasts right now.
But you don't want to hear a song from him.
I don't.
Young Thug is number 2.
I ain't doing that.
Bruh.
I ain't doing that at all.
4, 3, and 2. Like, like, what is the, who the fuck put this together, dude?
What kind of Young Thug song am I looking for?
Bro, Young Thug is some, look, y'all, I get it. He changes his voice. He's got the harmonies. I understand that. Let's all be 100 with ourselves. Let's just be real. Young Thug is some slaw as a rapper. You're Let's saying, just say
wait,
that.
Wait,
Let's
wait,
just
wait,
put
wait,
that
wait,
out there.
Wait. You're saying that from our perspective, though.
What do you, I listen to everything. I listen to people younger than him. What are you talking about?
It's cool that you listen to people younger
than
him.
Kill me just because niggas is in a certain age that automatically disqualifies them from talking about somebody under 30.
It doesn't have anything to do with age, though.
Then what does it have to do with?
Perspective.
What do you... I don't understand, dude.
Okay, so...
What's the young... I got to be on Lean to listen to Young Thug?
Slick? Slick? Yes.
I got to be on Xanax?
Yeah, Slick? Yes. If you not subscribing to this lifestyle that I'm talking about, if I'm A$AP Rocky, if I'm Young Thug, if I'm Black Youngster, then you're not going to get what I'm saying when I'm preaching this shit to you as a rapper.
For the record, A$AP Rocky was number 8 on this list.
That's cool. All I'm saying is this. All of these people have different perspectives in which they're speaking from.
Yeah, it's fine.
And we're not all going to get that.
He can't rap, bro.
Who?
Young Thug can't rap. He's
I ain't
not
saying
a good
that
rapper.
He can.
Fuck his perspective. Yeah, he can't rap.
And that's cool. I ain't saying that he can rap, but people are still going to get him, though.
That's
all
fine.
I'm saying.
Okay. I don't, that's all right. Cool.
All right, cool. That's all I'm saying.
This list isn't the top 20 people that you can get. It's the top 20 rappers, dude. That's all I'm saying.
But you understand why people put Slim Thug on this list.
Who is
because
Slim Thug?
They get him.
Why is, why are you
I mean, excuse
Slim
me. Whatever the nigga name is, man. What's the nigga name?
I believe it's Young Thug.
Yeah,
who
that
you're
guy.
Referring to.
That guy. You understand why people put him on the list as far as rappers that they can relate to, right?
No.
Why?
Is everybody like, on Xannies? Are people at Complex on Xannies right now? Is that why they relate and I don't? What are you talking about?
That ain't necessarily it, but this is like the vibe in which he's speaking for. Same thing with A$AP Rocky when a nigga be like, Louie, you don't get A$AP Rocky.
A$AP Rocky can actually rap, though. I can sit here and tell you that and be like, I can't listen to them niggas' music, bro.
You
I
can't,
can say that.
But you're saying that in from the sense of I don't subscribe to the drugs and stuff that that Young Thug is doing. A$AP Rocky and them, they ain't necessarily pumping the drugs and all that. All they pumping is fashion and being fly and being cool. What Young Thug is doing is pumping all of that. Everything that has to do with that. And I can understand if you ain't cool with that. But don't say that them two guys are different. Like those are the like A$AP Rocky and Young Thug, they're the same guy.
Man, you just told on yourself. You've never listened to either one of them niggas' albums, bro. You just snitched on yourself.
I'm listening to Young Thug.
Which one?
Whatever the one
exactly
that had Wyclef and he was in the dress. I listened to that one.
Exactly.
And I ain't never listened to A$AP.
I can tell, trust me.
I would think that that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, nah, you can tell you haven't listened. Number one on this list is Chance the Rapper. Again, Big Sean is copping a squat and wrapping his circles around everybody on this list. Why Chance the Rapper is higher than him, I don't know. Why Tyler the Creator is higher than him, I don't know. Why Young Thug is on this list, I don't know. I don't understand, dude. This list is complete and utter shit. Who the fuck is writing this shit at Complex? Joe Budden need to go shake it on them tomorrow on Everyday Struggle. He need to flip the table over, hitting the desk in the head with the shit.
Shaking the table.
Throw the seat at academics. Tear the whole fucking setup for me. This list is ass. It's complete ass. 21 Savage needs to be 21. He don't need to be on this list. It's a shit, Complex. Get your shit together. Fuck. All right, man. New music coming out this weekend.
You just going to shake it on Complex? Like
absolutely.
That? Wow.
New music coming out, man. Project Pat, MOB, out now. You checking for Project Pat? I can't wait till we do Memphis. Mount Rushmore.
I don't know why you waiting on that, because we're not going to do it.
Are we doing a Memphis one or a Tennessee one?
Stop teasing people like that's going to happen. It's not. We're not doing it, dude.
Gucci Mane.
Yeah, fuck that.
Gucci Mane, Mr. Davis comes out Friday the 15th. Right in time for his autobiography dropping the 22nd,
the
I
book?
Think. Yeah. Book come out. Book right around the corner.
I ain't going to lie. I need that movie.
I need that book. I heard the book was really good. The early reviews for the book are like, it's amazing, though, real shit,
and
though.
That's cool, but how many people that fuck with Gucci trying to read that book?
You say that now until you read it, and we're going to do an episode, and you're going to be like, oh, this book is amazing.
No. Listen, I'm saying me and you, I get it. I read hip-hop books.
For sure.
For people that want to fuck with Gucci, they ain't looking for that book.
You trying to say they can't read, bro? You stereotyping Slick? Gucci fans?
Yes. Yes. If that's how y'all want to take it, yes.
Also, Hustle Gang, We Want Smoke, coming out September 15th.
Stop, Tia.
You ain't fun with that?
Stop.
That's your man.
Bruh.
We won't, they won't smoke. Who won't it?
My guy, Cliff. Stop, bruh. Just stop. We don't need smoke. We don't need smoke, champ.
He don't want smoke.
We good.
Because it'll be him versus the world.
No. We don't even need smoke. There's nothing going on right now where we need smoke, bruh. Relax, bruh. Like, come holler at me about the podcast. We can figure out a great show, but we definitely don't need smoke. No.
So it's quiet, basically, is what I'm saying, until that Pusha come out, until that Rhapsody come out. Until
shout
Kanye drop.
Shout out Rhapsody.
It's quiet.
Who?
Kanye, motherfucker.
Oh my god. Hey y'all, shout out that
you already said this,
and I'm saying it again, because right. That shit is fire.
We know.
That podcast with them dissecting the Kanye on Dissect.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it again.
What do you have on deck for this weekend?
I'm just chillaxing, man. Low key, like a midget locksmith doing her thing, trying to make some more content for you guys to enjoy.
That's it.
That's it.
What
you got up?
I'll be in the movies, man.
I'll be in the movies.
Somebody is trying to talk me into going to see this It. This It scared the shit out of me when I was young.
I don't believe it.
What? It scared the shit out of everybody when that came out back in the day.
Nobody was scared.
Get the fuck out of here. I think I'm gonna check that out though. I heard it was super good.
I might go see that this weekend too though.
I might pull up. I don't know. Against my better judgment, I might fuck with
it. I heard it was like Stranger Things.
Oh yeah, cause it's about the kids. A lot of it is about
the kids.
I heard
it was like a big dog adult scary movie.
It's rated R like a motherfucker though.
Yeah, but I heard it was like Stranger Things.
I might pull. Do I want to pull up to that Green Bay Atlanta game, man? Shut down Mercedes-Benz Stadium, nigga. 50-yard line seats. Do I feel like doing that? I don't know.
Y'all ready to take it in?
Nah, we gonna win this. Y'all, everybody watch my Packers Sunday night, man. You're welcome.
Everybody holler at me if you want to get on that DraftKings fantasy lineup. I'm here to take y'all money.
Slaw.
Let's go.
I'm hot about that DraftKings this weekend.
Get out of here. I want it.
You want it?
Tough.
Get the fuck out of here.
As far as our text group, I want it.
Hey, man.
I am DraftKings Luke.
Not at all. Again, bro, we appreciate everybody's comment, subscribe, and rate, like, and thank you guys for getting us to the Big 5-0. We're going to have some fresh, new shit to get us to that 7-5, but that's going to be a long down the road. Y'all just wait on that. Also, realvillemedia.com. Check out all the shows, like we said earlier. Anything else before we get out of here?
Nope. That's it. We out. On Deck TV Podcast. I am Spike Lou. That's Animal Brown. We gone.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.